Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to an expert talk from November 2019. Miss Ulrike Art, textile specialist, presents Performance Products Kickoff Winter 2021-22.
So, ladies and gentlemen, hello, welcome. Welcome to these very special new Performance Days. I'll later explain why. So welcome to our first lecture. I'll present the fabric trends to you for winter 21-22. My name is Ulrike Arlt. I'm the editor-in-chief of the Sports Fashion by SSZ. We are partner of Performance Days Fair. And actually, there are lots of new exciting things concerning this fair, because for the first time, each product shown at the performance forum over there is really sustainable. So the jury, who had 2 days to select the most popular and most interesting 240 fabrics, was looking that each fabric displayed made of a selection of more than 1,300 fabrics. So each fabric displayed is sustainable in one or the other, or many ways. So for the jury, it was very important that there are different topics shown by the fabrics. So as the main topics were, the fabric should show recycled fibers from organic or natural and synthetic sources. Maybe the fabric shows recyclable options, e.g. if you have monomaterial fabrics, or on the other hand, maybe the fabric is biodegradable. We show fabrics with fibers from natural sources, plants or animals. Animals, of course, the merino wool is one of the most important topic, but as well yak wool and other types of wool, recycled wool as well. And the natural sources, of course, you can find the linen, the hemp, the organic cotton, not the regular cotton, but the organic cotton. And new fibers are coming from soy, are coming from abaca or from the Himalayan nettle. Just one hint, if you go to the performance forum later, check the QR codes on the fabrics, because the QR code shows you how sustainable the fabric is. It shows the composition, it shows the material. So you can check every fabric later on concerning its sustainability and functionality, of course. So we found that there are more and more synthetic man-made fibers coming from natural sources, so polymers made of coffee grounds, made of castor bean oil, for example. But we try to be aware that these natural sources are not coming from food agriculture production. So we don't have on display fabrics made of corn, for example. On the next points, we were looking that there are lots of conscious dyeing methods using no water or less water. Of course, less chemicals. There are lots of fabrics produced with the look at the social responsibility and the animal welfare. So, of course, you know there are lots of certificates that show the progress of sustainability. You can find it in the magazine here as well. I explained the most important certificates as the GRS, Global Recycle Standard, as the Responsible Wool or Responsible Down Standard, as the GOTS, Global Organic Textile Standard, the Blue Sign, the Zero Discharge of Hazardous Chemicals, and more and more and more. So have a look at our performance wall, at our S wall over there. There are lots of sustainable techniques explained. Have a look into the magazine. And so we start with our focus topic jury's pick to explain it. These are the 24 fabrics. The jury found that they are the most sustainable, and they are shown at each table as well, because it's in the categories, and they are shown at the S-Wall, the performance wall as well, so you can see it double. So it is very exciting that you find sustainable fabrics in all categories, starting from base layer to mid layer to outer layer, even for workwear or rugged uses. So the best of the best selection shows, of course, 100% recycled materials. It shows monocomponent materials so that you are able to recycle the fabric afterwards and do a cradle-to-cradle concept with your garment. We have lots of fabrics there on display that are dyed without water, e.g. the solution dyeing method. And we have natural fabrics. They only use the natural color of the material, e.g. the natural wool colors. You can see it later. But, of course, all these fabrics here on display have functional properties because we need it for sports. We need it for active sports. We need it for sportswear. We need it to keep the wearer warm, to keep the wearer dry. We need good climate activity. We need moisture control. We need odor control. And a lot of these fabrics offer many, many possibilities. So one more topics and facts about the sustainable fabrics. The recycled synthetic fibers needs less water than the fibers from virgin oil. It depends on the way they are produced. Of course, you know that the recycling of PET bottles from landfills, from coastlines, can reduce the amount of waste. And actually, there are more and more companies who are able to process even ocean waste, going with ships outside, collecting with fishing nets, collecting all the waste in the ocean, selecting it, and developing new fibers directly in the region where they harvested the garbage, so they have less transportation waste as well. That's very stunning, I think. Then, as already mentioned, lots of new natural fibers can be found, made of soy, made of abaca, Himalayan nettle. The important thing is that these natural fibers needs less water than the usual cotton. So that's even why we only display the organic cotton that needs less water. And there are new ways to create warmth, for example, by the polyfill in the mid layers, a kind of kilted materials so that they don't shed the microfibers, as you know it from the regular fleece, from the regular brushed fabrics. If we have brushed fabrics on display, the brushed side is made of biodegradable material, e.g. as lenzing, as Tencel is. And of course, we offer or we show lots of wool fabrics, merino fabrics. We show recycled wool. Even the wool needs less water and less, if you have a special preparation methods, you need less chemicals. So we have chlorine-free treated wool on display as well. So let's start with the first category. So the main topics I explained in advance, they are valid for each category. So in this category, the base layers, of course, once again, you find the recycled fibers, mostly polyester, but recycled wool as well. You can find biodegradable fabrics, recycled fabrics, certificates like GOTS, like RWS. You can find natural fibers like hemp, merino silk, viscose. They help especially with the odor control as well. And you see that they have a very fashionable look. They have a soft hand feel. They have natural looks. As you can see here on the left-hand side, the fabric is, I explained before, the colors come from the natural wool color. So there's no dye stuff needed. This is very exciting, I think. lots of wool fabrics, of course, on display in this base layer category, as already mentioned. And here you can see some impressions. You see the structures helping to spread the moisture, helping to store the warmth. You can see these natural colors, this soft drape, soft hand feel. So that these fabrics on both sides, they are sustainable, they are functional, but they are very fashionable as well. And so the next story, the mid-layer story, is all about the same, because on this table as well, there are only the sustainable fabrics, the sustainable materials. That's why the mid-layer companies try to produce new types of mid-layer, not the brushed surfaces that shed the microfibers, but kind of new double-layer fabrics, spacer fabrics, kilted or padded constructions. And you can be sustainable, but you don't need to be only brown and gray. You can be colorful as well if you have a very slightly sustainable dyeing method the companies have. So even on this table, of course, there are lots of natural fibers to be found. And the microfiber-free fabrics like the tencel backings I mentioned before. But on the other hand, recycled fibers like polyamide, like polyester, and felted fabrics that give good warmth, have a good warm storage. And some of the fabrics have a hidden additional benefit. There's graphene added to the fiber. So you know that graphene is the thinnest material in the world because this is only one molecule thick. And graphene has lots of functional properties. It can store the warmth. It can be antistatic. It has anti-odor properties. It spreads the moisture very well, so a fabric added with graphene, you will see it later on that graphene is also processed in 2.5-layer fabrics, that graphene is processed in the fillings, the paddings, because in 2 hours there will be the next lecture about the sustainable accessories. So we can find graphene in more fabrics this season. Here you can see that even with the mid-layers, of course, the structures are very important. The structures to spread the moisture, the structures to store the warmth, to create air pockets, to get more warmth on the body. And of course, all these fabrics feel very soft and cozy on the skin. If you, of course, you can take the pictures, but later on, after the fair, you will find the lecture incomplete at the Performance Days website as well. So if you miss anything, check it after the fair online. So then our next category called outer mid-layer was the soft shell category before. So we found a new name because we are talking about these not waterproof fabrics, but they are somehow functional. They are for everyday jackets, for urban use mostly. They are a little bit tighter, denser than the mid-layer fabrics. They are suited to create jackets, mostly water repellent and windproof. And with these outer mid-layer fabrics, you have very urban looks, very natural looks. So you find lots of knits, double knits, felted wool, and structures coming from construction and coming from the yarn to keep you warm. And this fabric in the middle, as well as the next fabric coming from merino wool. And no dye stuff used, so it uses the natural colors of the wool. This is so exciting. I love this fabric. There are lots of double-layer solutions. The outer mid-layer are kind of fashionable. They have fancy jacquards, and if you don't use the natural material, there are of course recycled materials, recycled polyamide or recycled polyester. There are lots of monomaterials on display so that the jacket, the garment can be recycled. There are lots of sustainable dyeing methods as solution dyeing for the polyester. And there are new fibers like triacetate coming from wooden pulp. And so you can see that this is a contradiction between natural and very functional looks. And the same is with the next category. I already showed you a glimpse, the 2.5 and 3 layer fabrics. From the functional perspective, they are as light as never before, but because there are lots of 3 layer fabrics under 100 gram per square meter, and that's great because they are offer great functionality, they have a good water column, very great breathability. They use lots of recycled fibers for the fabrics, for the upper and the back of fabrics, but they are recycled materials for the membranes as well. And they are even fabrics on display coming from mono components. So 100% polyester, even in the membrane, so that this fabric is not only recycled, but recyclable as well. And of course, all these fabrics are PFC-free, have a PFC-free DWR, but the membrane is PFC-free as well. And here you can see that there are different types of creating the 3 layer or 2.5 layer look. On the left hand side is a very urban style with a good hand feel like wool or kind of waxed cottony hand feel. On the right hand side, very functional, very light with the ripstop optic, so that there are lots of possibilities to create waterproof, windproof, and breathable jackets. And I show you just this picture once again because the backing of the red fabric is with graphene as well. And I already mentioned all the benefits that graphene can bring to a functional fabric. So the 2 layer fabrics, you know, this is our bread and butter business, but they are very exciting, they are not boring, they look great, they have great structures, they have great colors. Most of them coming from recycled content, recycled polyamide, recycled polyester, lots of them as mono material, so even the membrane coming of the same material as the upper fabric is. There are jacquards, interesting jacquards, and tri-dimensional, three-dimensional structures. So here you can find, of course, lots of the recycled polyesters coming from ocean plastics. The recycled polyamide is coming from old fishing nets collected in the ocean. There are bio-based synthetic fibers here coming from castor bean and bio-based membranes as well. And this very great fashionable look is coming from the full dull yarns and the slide structures. So here you can see that these 2 layer fabrics look very fashionable as well. The fabric in the middle is one of my favorites because it's a very highly elastic knitted fabric with a highly elastic membrane. It's on display at the Performance Forum, of course, as well. It's patented, and I love the style because it's so soft and it's so elastic. You can it follows every movement. And as I already mentioned, the material sources for the polymer solutions are mostly the castor beans, but the coffee grounds, the oil coming from the coffee grounds as well. So the high density fabric. So this is, I'm doing this job since more than 10 years now. And we found, even 10 years before, we found fabrics that were so light, they were so functional at the same time, they were so interesting, downproof, and. And I already told the jury, I'm so curious, will there be any novelty in this lightweight table? And it is. Every season we find novelties. So we have these extra light fabrics. So actually lots of extra fine fibers. The last season that it was 10 deniers, so actually it's 7 deniers, so you can't make a fiber thinner, I think. Maybe we will see next season. But the fabrics, on the other hand, are tear resistant. They have recycled content as all the other functional fabrics before. They are highly elastic, and they as well have the polyamide coming from the natural sources as the castor oil. And even these very light fabrics offer a kind of a stability, ruggedness, as coming from Cordura fibers worked in. They are mostly downproof by construction. We have one very tight and dense weave cotton fabric that is downproof and water repellent by construction. You can see it at Performance Forum later on. So this is great engineering art. And all these suppliers try to find new ways to show a little bit fashion in these extremely functional fabrics as well. So prints, flocks, tie-dyed patterns. So the shirts and pants, we wanted to call it shirts and bottom weights because we show pants and tights, so very elastic pant fabrics for leggings or tights as well. They offer all sustainable materials and possibilities on the table we found in this forum, because if you have a look at the shirts, you can find lots of natural materials as hemp, sea wool, this is coming with oyster shell powder, Tencel, cotton, kapok. You can find a denim fabric coming from paper yarn. You can find yak wool. You can find abaca fibers. And of course, bio-based polyamides as well. And it's a very urban look. So the checks, the lumberjack checks are back. Denims are very important. Denims woven, denims highly elastic, denims very functional with odor control, with moisture transport. Here you can see this very classy style. All pants fabrics are elastic, starting from the functional denims, as I mentioned before, up to these tight fabrics. And they are some compressive knits with high elastan content on display as well. And I have to mention, lots of our fabrics are coming with sustainable elastan, with recycled elastan. So have a look at the composition. Once again, use the QR code to check what fibers are in there. And of course, if you use the QR code, you can do your own fabric library. So, the lifestyle fabrics, you can see it. It's all about nature, it's all about coziness, it's all about well-being, yoga, lounge, feeling good, have a good feeling on the skin, soft hand feel. There are lots of different surfaces, there are knits, all of these very sustainable fibers. On the left-hand side, you can find a destroyed look in a denim, but this isn't brushed. As you can see, it's the weaving technique. They take the yarns, the fibers, and on the back side, there's the rest of the woven fabric, so it's not brushed. It will not create any microfibers by brushing. So this is a sustainable way to create new destroyed denim looks. And on the right-hand side, the spotted fabric, you can see there's cork in it. This is antibacterial, has anti-odor properties, has good warming properties. So it's a functional and a fashionable aspect as well. Then we'll show you the New York trends like the last time, because in July, the second time, there were the functional fabric fair powered by Performance Days in New York. And as you know, just some weeks before in Portland as well. So actually 4 times a year, you can see all the trends found by Performance Days all around the globe. This is so fantastic. And the New York trends, you see, it's all about surfaces. It's cozy. It's a kind of different structures. There are different hand feels, different colors. So all these fabrics, once again, are sustainable and are functional, but offer lots of possibilities to create very functional and sustainable collections. You see the printed laminates, you can see the heat embossing instead of stitching. The prints are important. Yeah, I'm sorry, this was too fast. But as the last category, but not the least interesting, once again, there's the safety and durability. These rugged fabrics, they meet the highest requirements, not only for workwear, for motor biking, for fishing, for whatever you are doing and need a rugged garment. They have a good tear resistance, but as well a natural look. Mostly cut resistant, sometimes flame retardant, high visible. All these fabrics offer lots of properties you use for demanding activities, but they are looking better and better and better. So workwear is getting casual, I think. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ulrike. So now you already have heard the, have received a great overview of the highlights in this year's performance forum. And I want to give you a little bit more background facts and background information about how we made the selection. And of course, most importantly, announce our award winners this year. So I'm Lisa and I organize the performance forum at Performance Days. I'm also part of the jury this November. And a little bit of background. We have once again received many, many fabrics from our exhibitors in advance for the Performance Forum selection. All exhibitors can send us up to 6 fabrics for free, which we then select in a jury meeting that takes 2 days. And this time we have received in total 1,145 products from 297 exhibitors. So you can imagine that our office is like crazy when we receive all those packages and so many, many fabrics and products. And finally, in our 2-day jury meeting, we have selected the best 240 fabrics, which are shown on the performance tables in the forum, and 171 accessories, which are shown on the wall in the performance forum. The focus topic this year was green evolution, innovations for a sustainable future. And when we decided on the topic this time, we were discussing a lot, because usually we only show the focus topic in one category, so only 24 fabrics. But we decided that this year, the topic of sustainability is too relevant for the industry right now, so it wouldn't do justice just to present 24 sustainable fabrics. But we needed to make this little bit bigger choice, and we decided to show only sustainable fabrics in the entire performance forum across all the product categories. So when we briefed our exhibitors which products to send us, they had to all fulfill some sustainable criteria. For example, we didn't accept any products that were that had a C6 finish. We excluded them from the beginning. We only accepted fabrics that were, for example, recyclable or made from recycled material, that were biodegradable or made from renewable resources. And this way we really want to set kind of a baseline, a standard in the industry, and motivate all partners to develop more sustainable products. We have also highlighted products that were nominated by all the jury members, so the products that really were 100% chosen for the performance forum, and those are highlighted in the forum with a sticker, the 100% jury-like sticker. We had 47 products this time that have received our 100% jury-like. and you can find them easily with the stickers. So now let's come to our most important announcement, the award winners. And this time we have awarded two products with the Eco Performance Award and the Performance Award. And first of all, the Performance Award, which is the award for the most innovative product in a, from a technical perspective. The winner is Teijin Frontier from Japan with a three-layer laminate made from recycled polyester. And the product has convinced the jury as it's made from just one material. So this monomaterial composition we thought was really great. The upper fabric is made from 100% recycled polyester. The backing is made from polyester, and even the membrane is made from polyester. So this means that this fabric can be recycled 100% and circulate again in the textile chain. So this is a really great forward-thinking development. Additionally, the product fulfills really high functional standard with a water column of 20,000, with a breathability of 30,000, and it even has a PFC-free DWR. So congratulations, Teijin Frontier, to this very future-oriented development. You can pick up your award later and show it at your booth. You can find Teijin Frontier at booth I-10 in this hall. And we also display the award product in the performance forum. Our Eco Award goes this time to Schella from Austria with a really beautiful alpaca and merino fabric, soft shell fabric, which is made in Europe. And this product has convinced the jury because it's made from organic merino wool and alpaca. And it's completely undyed, so there is no dye stuff or chemicals are needed for the production. And the pattern of the product is achieved by the natural color of the wool, of the different types of wool that are used. So this was a really special effect and a special idea, which we thought. The product is also 100% recyclable and biodegradable. And it's also very functional, which is, of course, important for all of us here. It has a great thermoregulation, and it's also windproof and keeps you warm. It's windproof and it's water repellent. So congratulations to Schella for this beautiful fabric. And I would also like to welcome Kurt Haselwander, the CEO of Schella, to say a couple of words. Explain a couple more details about this product. Hello. Hi.
Okay. Yeah, hello, I'm Kurt. I'm CEO from the Schella Spinning Group, and thank you very much, first of all, for getting this award. We are very happy, and I have to say thank you to our team who was so creative and innovative to create this product. So I just want to say some words. I mean, we talk about, how to go on. This one. Just a few words about our company. We are sustainable. That means our company is more than 150 years old. This is also a kind of sign of sustainability. All our production is in Europe. And we have a wool treatment. Wool treatment means you can also wash the wool, superwash treatment. We created this chlorine-free treatment called EXP. We have a dye house, we have a spinning mill, around about 450 employees. Sustainability, now everybody's talking about it. It's very good, and it's really time to do it. We started already 15 years ago to throw out all our products. We reduced our quantities nearly by 50%, throwing out all products that are not fitting to this thinking, and just went on innovation and sustainability. And we created this word, sustainovation, and this is exactly what we are running for. This project, Sustainable Nature Blends for Mid-Layer and Soft-Shell Use, is what we got the award now. 0 and 100%, you can see we have using zero dye stuff, zero water used to produce this product, and it's 100% sustainable. Zero means zero dye stuff, chemical used, auxiliary used, no microplastic used, and of course, it's 100% nature, 100% renewable resource, it's 100% degradable, 100% household composting, and 100% non-mulest wool. I mean, if you talk about sustainability, we also have to talk about all the other features, traceability, all the treatment with animals, and so on. So this is, for us, it's always global thinking if you're creating these products. What are we using? We're using this undyed natural colors from the alpaca. You can see I'm wearing already a sweater made from this. You can do very nice things. Thanks God to my wife. She is running a flat knitting company. She created in a very short time. I also said, you must wear it if you have this presentation. And she is right. So you need to see also this product for felting. It's really very also functional fiber. I'm wearing it here now. It's warm, but it's really not. It's not warm. It's really a thermoregulation as well. So it's a class of its own in terms of sustainability, resource saving. A felted fiber blend of merino and alpaca is the result at the end. And the natural wool coloring of the animals gives the yarn and fabric its color. You can see different possibilities. If you're creative, you can do a lot with it. More possibilities, the alpaca hollow fiber, you can see for exceptional insulation, high breathability, perfect moisture management, what I said, you can really wear it without any problem, very low carbon footprint and energy consumption, and compared to conventional dyed yarns, fabrics, it's really on a top level. Cradle-to-cradle design product, household composting, animal welfare, government approved, non-mulest wool is also a big issue at the moment. Of course, there's a stock service available for the yarn, new felting design and options and other possibilities for knitting. It's water repellent treatment on the fabric possible, so it's really function. If there are some more colors required, we have also this version alpaca color, right? But always been on based on GOTS standard. So it's already finished. Once more, thank you very much to the jury, also for getting this award. Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations. Thank you. So make sure you visit Scheller at booth B12 in this hall during the next 2 days. And you can, of course, find all the fabrics that you just saw at Ulrike's presentation and also the award fabrics in the Performance Forum. And if you, I don't know if you're new yet, but on next to each product you can find a QR code which you can scan with your phone. And you can find more information about the product online, even get in touch with the suppliers directly with our sourcing tool, our online sourcing tool, and requests even samples of those products. So if you're interested in becoming a jury member and joining our jury in the future, simply contact me. This is my contact information. We're always happy to have some new perspectives or different perspectives from you as the sourcing experts. So just let me know. And yeah, I wish you a happy sourcing day and make sure you come to our Sustain and Innovate conference, which is new. It takes place here tomorrow in this Expert Talks area. Well, that's it from my side. I hope to see you tonight at the happy hour at 6 o'clock in the bistro. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2019 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.